No.
I do not know anyone with a savings account that is voting for Kamala.
And I was like, he's a sexist, he's a racist, this, that. And you're like, show me. I found the exact opposite.
But there are children in certain states like California that at the age of 8 or even 10 can check some of these books out that are in the adult section at Barnes and Noble. If it's in the adult section anywhere, it should not be available at the
elementary school.
In an elementary school or even a fucking high school.
If I was a lesser woman, you could force me, so to say, to have a child. You can't force me to love that child, and you can't force me to be good to it.
True. All right, everybody, welcome back to During Business Hours, and thank God for the United States of America. Let's get into the drama today. My wife doesn't like to be in the center of drama, as you can see her.
No, just the way you like to piss off the internet pisses me off, too.
That's why she married me, or as she says, because I'm mean to everyone else but her. That's how you get them.
Trauma.
Yeah. Daddy. So, the big news is Donald J. Trump won the election.
He did.
Brought me to religion. I didn't think it would happen. I really, you know, I wanted it to happen. Did not think it would happen. The deck is stacked.
Yeah.
You know, there's what we talked about last week. A load of states allow for ID-less voting with millions of illegal immigrants in those states. This is a known fact. It's not hearsay. They are told to vote. Not when they come in, like, oh, you know, you're here. It's not an exchange tit for tat like that. Mm-hmm. That would be illegal. Just saying, it would be directly illegal, and it would be so well linked to the Biden and Harris campaign. But some of these helpers in different states and people who get them set up on welfare. Yeah, and they're like, you know, this is for the Democratic Party, and you have rights, and you have this, and you have that. So it's been one hell of a shit show. And then on election day, the drama of Pennsylvania being sued, or Philadelphia being sued.
Virginia
being sued. All of these states with legal causes for different voter issues, but Trump's team was ready.
I think the Virginia one was the most wild to me.
It's behind us. We won. We were on the winning side of history.
The general consensus online is that the winners and losers are really yet to be determined. Basically, it's a hope for the best, prepare for the worst situations.
Project 2025 was real, you idiots.
Oh my God, get out of here.
And have you seen Benny Johnson, Matt Walsh, all the comedy political pundits are out and in force today saying that 2025 is real? But they all said it was real. The fucking fit that people had. It was like,
when they were trolling the internet.
Yeah. It was the 2016, like, no, the world is burning.
What's crazy to me is, like, I wouldn't consider myself a hard Trumper, and I definitely wasn't a fan previously.
Yeah.
But I'm big into a good conspiracy. I love to rabbit hole some shit. And Project 2025 has existed well before he ever considered office. So that's crazy to me that people think that's him now.
Oh, apparently it's his agenda. It's not Agenda 47. It's Project 2025.
Yeah, that's a brand new revelation of sorts.
I'm all in. Whether it's 2025.
We're all in whether we want it or not.
Yeah, but people don't see it that way. Let me just tell you, I am a fucking American first. I'm not some Trump supporter before my patriotism.
Yeah, we're not fangirling over fangirling. The office.
I found this in the middle of the road, and it's been hilarious ever since. But true story.
Yeah. I wonder what happened to piss whoever threw that out the car.
I don't know. It was the time I took Khaleesi back to California. Mm-hmm. Just me and Khaleesi, and then bam. And it was just sitting there in the middle of next to your mom's house. Yeah.
Oh, in good old California. Yep. There's California. A variety of things.
Well, California is red as shit the other day.
Straight down the center. Still blue enough to be considered a blue state, but
talk about middle of the aisle. Jesus. It was.
Even parts of Los Angeles, which was very shocking to me.
It's probably all the money. All the people with money that are like, you know,
all the
what?
People that went to Kamala was like,
I don't
Hollywood
know.
Hill said no.
I do not know anyone with a savings account that is voting for Kamala.
I could see that. You know, it's crazy because I was thinking back to the last time that Trump was running when he did not win. I remember being super scared then, and you were like, or I was like, we can't vote for him again. He's a racist. He's a sexist. He's anti LGBTQ. And you just looked at me and you were like, what did he do to make you think that? So I like to come with the pure facts. I do like real research.
The reason I said that is because I've employed a lot of trans people.
Mm-hmm.
And it being an employer in California, it's one of those things I've talked to a lot of these people. Some really had it out for him, just didn't want to hear it. It's almost like he's the devil incarnate. You don't say his name, he who should not be named.
Mm-hmm.
So they won't even watch a 15-second clip or 30-second clip of something he said to verify. They'll just hear it from their friend, and it is written and in gold. And
it's regurgitated.
I'm a 90s kid, so we got a lot of BS sent to us. We were like, hey, drink this. It's Dr. Pepper. You're going to love it. And then all of a sudden, you wake up 2 days later without a kidney. We were overly gullible as kids, and we learned to fact check.
Right.
Double check. These
kids, so I go to the straight government websites. I read the actual language to the laws and the bills that are submitted. Like, I did all my research, and I really could not find anything other than what people were saying. And so, like, back when he was in office the first time, to be honest, I couldn't tell you what was going on. Mm-hmm. I had so much personal, internal turmoil that...
You also had just had
my son.
Yeah.
I was going through it.
Well, he was elected, technically sworn in 2016, right? Or 2017. You had just had Khaleesi.
Then I had just left her father and was going through that turmoil in itself.
So she had just been born. She was only maybe a year.
Yeah.
When he comes in, handles stuff 2017.
Mm-hmm.
Then 2021, CJ's just been born, dealing with the same postpartum stuff and all the turmoil.
Right. So all I can really recall outside of my personal problems that I was going through is I remember the COVID lockdowns, obviously. I remember George Floyd and the race riots, and then Roe v. Wade. Outside of any exact dialogue that happened or anything else.
Roe v. Wade was 22, but the conversation.
But within that time frame,
they were setting up a lot of justices at that time. And like,
I remember that. I remember RBG passing up. That was devastating.
The fun part for me was, and I'm not right very often when an argument starts, but this was one of those times where I was like, I think you need to look into this. And she loves reading, so I can tell her to go after a bill and she'll find out all the loopholes.
And I'm really good at legalese, so I know I don't have to look at the layman's term or somebody's opinion to understand what they're trying to do. I can read the language.
Really good at contracts. So when I was right, it wasn't like, oh my God, you were right, because women don't do that typically. It was more like she eased it into the conversation the next few months where it was like, so, you know, what's Trump going to do about this? Is he going to do and then just ask more questions.
Usually, being the woman that I am, before I get into an argument or a disagreement with you, I've already looked it up. I already have pure facts because you ain't going to come at me with some bullshit. But I was not prepared. I was very... in the emotions. I was still not recovered from my own thing. And I was like, he's a sexist. He's a racist, this, that. And you're like, show me. I found the exact opposite.
Yeah.
But I mean, if I have missed something, looked at something the wrong way, or just plain haven't seen something, please tell me.
Yeah, a lot of people keep trying to throw this thing at me from 1970, 1999, about him and his character. We are not voting for his character. I'm voting for the potential of his policies.
And the team he brings with him.
The team that he brings with him. And we've said this in the last episode, so I won't regurgitate it. I'm voting for the whole fucking X-Men. So the entire left wing, as I'm going to call it, because there's something on the wing, and it's people head diving into conspiracy theories of how Trump won or why their rights are being taken away the day they wake up after the election. And it's now Thursday, and I don't see any rights being taken away. Not a single fucking
right. I've actually seen a lot of different countries call for peace in their own problems.
Zelensky already just put a post. Fucking Zelensky with Ukraine is mm-hmm. trying to just kiss them cheeks.
China is being very friendly. There was two that could not care less. Iran being like, what happens in the U.S. doesn't affect us. F you, more or less. And then there was another country, but I don't. And
people are focusing that she was a woman. Like, we understand Trump beats women. Her, Hillary, it's just undeniable now. He's beat him twice. He's already.
That's actually kind of sad coming from a woman's perspective that there's been two attempts for a woman to sit the throne, so to say.
I don't know what they thought.
And both times have been unsuccessful.
They were going to put a woman against him the second time in such short notice. They had.
Hillary was such a bold-faced joke. We hadn't really leaned into Kamala.
Same thing with Kamala, though, in a couple of years. When people wake up to the Kamala lies, because the more you look into her and her history and how, you know, she's two sides to the same coin, just putting on different paint.
Right.
You know, and it's like, don't you fall out of a coconut tree? Like, you think she just made that up on the spot? No, she changes her turns and dialects, even when she was trying to
sue
for peace in Ukraine and Russia. She refused to be human, apparently, and just left. Like, no, nobody believes that she was in trying to do these things.
And I saw parts of different rallies in separate states she'd have. Some of them she was pro-Israel, others she was pro-Hamas. She never stood her ground,
Gaza,
on her terms. There you go. It was always changing depending on what she thought the crowd preferred.
She was so hesitant to speak to television about what she voted for in her own state of California. She just said, no, I mailed it in and I would like to not discuss it to start divide, because I don't think she likes Gavin Newsom. She said she didn't like him in the past and it was up for, you know, some drama. She could have put her foot down at any time and given us any personal characteristic, fact, opinion, something that wasn't a ghostwriter.
I think the part that she could have done better at in the beginning was when they asked her if there was anything she'd do differently from what Biden's done these last 3.5 years.
Three separate times.
And she was just like, oh, you know, nothing comes to mind.
That was
and,
her on The View with Joy Behar or whatever.
Right. But she could have been as simple without throwing her commander in chief under the bus. Could have been like, with this 3.5 years of experience, I see where we may have failed or not stepped to the bar, and I plan to better that.
Yeah, or change.
Didn't even have to be specific. Just say, I know where we've slipped, and I plan to better that.
And a lot of people evade X because they think that Elon Musk is this right-winged madman, and now people are spreading rumors of him not being a legal citizen and
right.
All this shit.
Getting him deported.
Yeah, I was like, try it. He'll just buy somebody else's green card and then just
I loved them. That I saw there was one random person from who knows where that commented and said, I'll sponsor you. And that was hilarious.
But all of the people on Facebook that I know, and I've been talking to my wife about this, I just started saying it's Trump's fault. Every comment, every page.
Yeah, my basketball is flat today. Trump's fault.
Trump's fault. Because everyone believes that Trump is the cause of every single issue, every single fly on everyone's burgers, every single toilet wipe that took two sheets. It was Donald Trump's fault. Except for a couple of liberal people that I know. Jessica, shout outs to you. You seem like you're taking it well. But it's not even the idea that he's going to take away the rights. It's that now that he's elected, your rights are gone. So this, I'm going to call lovely person, Amanda, I knew from Starbucks 10, 15 years ago, really was like, she was a sad person because, bigger lady, living her life. She got married, found somebody. She was super hardcore Disney and like very leftist. But she was friend of somebody I was sleeping with at the time, 15 years ago. I friended her on Facebook. I always saw the shit she was going through, the medical stuff. And I always felt bad for her from afar. Mm-hmm. Didn't really like comment or anything, but the Trump thing set me off. And I'm going to read some of this crazy because it is, I don't understand how people can be this crazy. Oh, the funniest thing I did see was a friend of mine said, calm down, y'all. He only got 4 years. You've been in abusive relationships longer. I don't have a picture of her story. I didn't snap a picture. But basically, she was saying that Donald Trump and his team are going to ban all books. any book they don't care for. Her husband's a librarian.
Why didn't you do that the first time?
Exactly. That they're going to restrict all free speech for her journalist's life. And it's not her, but it's her husband. And, you know, so then I was like, remember the good old days when Barnes and Nobles had an adult only section. And that's all people who voted for Trump want. Nobody wants to ban free speech. I truly hope you know that. She really believes that somebody's banning free speech today. So I got a response that's a few pages. And I'll, as someone whose spouse is a librarian, you barked up the wrong tree on this one. They want to mark my husband a pedophile for being a librarian. He had a mother yell at him for one page of a book because a little girl in the children's book had two dads. Not bad yet. Two dads is fine. Oh no, how dare the child's family not look like a cisgender straight relationship! Exclamation mark. That's what they want to ban. They don't want an adult-only section. If that was the case, the books that they are trying to ban wouldn't already be in the adult section.
Why is it being read to children if it's in the adult section?
I know. Genderqueer is an adult graphic novel. Can be found in the adult section of the library. They want to ban it for sexually explicit material. How is this not a strike against free speech? You know what was in the adult section of Barnes & Noble since my mother worked there at the time? Hentai manga. Hentai and manga are two separate things, just right. Saying. But yeah, hentai and manga. What they want to ban are books that give vital resources to those who might need them. They want to ban books by Toni Morrison because how dare a book about slavery and black inequality be written about a black woman be bad for readers. They want to ban Juno Dawson's This Book is Gay, which is a book that has helped save millions of young LGBTQIA+, or she forgot the plus, lives. They want to ban 1984 by George Orwell because of its political themes. They want to ban Jody Pickett's book, 19 Minutes, because it deals with gun violence. Some of the Republicans only chooses thoughts and prayers on. They want to ban anything that doesn't depict their evangelical Christian ideology. Guess what's their reason for a separation of church and state? Because that's how founding fathers wanted it. But keep your fascist ideologies in the hands of books everyone should have access to read, should they choose to. You don't want people to threat on your guns and then stay the hell away from books. You don't like the material in it, don't read it. But don't try and sit here and say they only want them from behind closed doors when you are horribly wrong and uneducated if you think that's the truth.
She probably also thought we had a chance of getting Roe v. Wade back.
Yeah, I think she really believed it. And I responded very in kind. I was like, hey, listen, I, as a father of a daughter and a son, I have it. I am blessed to now have the concern for both of my gendered children on both sides of it. I don't care if they turn out gay, transgender, cisgender, whatever gender they want to be. I will not subjugate them to somebody else's ideology that isn't ours. They are our children. We will teach them sexuality. We will teach them what we want to teach them when they're ready. But we're not going to go in 8 to 10, 3rd, 2nd, 4th grade, and say, this book is gay. You need to read this. I don't care.
I don't even know how
what the justification is, but there are children in certain states like California that at the age of 8 or even 10 can check some of these books out that are in the adult section at Barnes & Noble. If it's in the adult section anywhere,
it should not be available at the elementary school.
In an elementary school or even fucking high school. Kids, if you have to be 18 or older to watch porn,
right?
Any sexual, if there's a book that talks about putting one piece into another piece and how it makes them feel, nope. Don't have to ban it. I'm not saying ban it. Get it the fuck out of my kid's school because I don't even want them to accidentally grab it.
To pivot to porn, have you tried visiting any websites this month?
No.
Oklahoma put a ban on adult content. Well, the actual language of the bill says that you have to verify your age, like actually verify your age with ID and personal information.
Where was this when Don John was a thing?
Don't know. But anyways, I spit out my water. I'm like, no way. So I tried to go onto the hub.com myself, and there's a big notice that pops up, and that was like basically due to Senate Bill, I think it's 1959. We don't want your personal information, nor do we care. This is too much of a hassle and a headache. We banned the servers for this whole state of Oklahoma.
There's a video. There's a video explaining it. Dear right. users, as you may know, your elected officials are Oklahoma requirements verified. Every time you want to visit an adult platform is not the most effective solution for protecting our users. In fact, it will put your children, your privacy at risk. I was just thinking Don John with, what's his name? The guy who played Robin in The Dark Knight.
Yeah.
Joseph Gordon-Levitt. He played a addicted, like, gym tan laundry guy back in 2013.
I love JGL.
It was good. It was good.
Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
But he watched 47 separate times in a single day.
Oh my gosh.
And one occasion where she counted it. And so it was not like back to back to back to back. It was open, closed, open, closed. So he would have had to present his ID 47 times. That's ridiculous.
That's crazy.
Adults, free and clear access to deal or to do what you want. I don't care. I'm not a heavy religious person. I'm not going to say that this is a sin. You do what you want. You deal with the outcome. But back the way that they're saying that free speech and all the shit is going to be taken away, like, et cetera. Oh, let's sit on my heels. I really want to take away. Do I look like I want to take away? Do I look like I want
to? I know the crotchety old men in this state are about to be a whole lot more crotchetier.
Yeah, but they're not going to last for long. You know,
they weren't anyways.
And that's why they needed it. But we are bigots. We are racists. We are fascists. We are Nazis, as I've been called today. Because I supported a man. I voted for a man that I believe would be better than the counterpart. Lying, in some cases, very recently racist with her bills and putting away African-American mothers who were, you know, late. I'm just going to go there. She put away a lot of people for stupid shit mm-hmm. in California. And that is much more recent than Donald Trump's, like, 1970. He didn't rent to any black people. We understand he did some stupid things, but every other person in New York at the time did the same thing and got the same
fine. Well, let's turn around then, because a couple years later, when black folk were finally allowed to go to the banks for loans and mortgages, the banks still didn't want to deal with them.
So and who gave them all that money?
Donald Trump. He'd tell them, like, hey, I need $10,000 deposit. Mm-hmm. So the families would go around, put their money together, come back with a check for $10,000. He'd see it, rip it up, and then still proceed to give them the loan that they were requesting.
And I'm sure he made money on it. Because he's a businessman.
Right. And he's dated black women since then.
Yeah.
J.D. Vance is married to a woman who's not white.
Yeah. She says of not white color. I thought that was funny. But like all this racist talk, it's not. I think a lot of people are focusing on one camp where it's women's rights are gone. Like you are now just an object for me.
I mean.
That's it.
Even in that case. I'm pissed off with the Kamala deal because I went into that. If she wanted to overturn Roe v. Wade, you'd have to take it back to the Supreme Court. Mm-hmm. Those guys sit for life. She can't play musical chairs with them. You're going to go to the same crotchety old men and women and get them.
She could have voted to add more. That's one thing they could have done. But that's a big fight.
And why hasn't she done that in the 4 years? She has not pressed on that topic one time since she got in office. That wasn't even overturned until 2022. After she had already been in office for a year and a half.
Get them.
So even if it wasn't in her power, she was still in the perfect position to be in everybody's ear about Roe v. Wade and did nothing. Now she thinks she's going to go to these same crotchety men and women and have that overturned. No.
And you were going to fucking vote for her?
Damn.
I don't see any good she would have done. And the fallout is massive. These people were so hooked into her lies and the rhetoric and all the shit she just kept spewing. She was the person with that, what is that? He like stole babies and like spun gold yarn.
Rumpelstiltskin.
You know, like the gold yarn.
I mean, I've said it before. There's nothing that I hate more than a lie. She knows the rules. She knows she wasn't getting that restored regardless.
To back sit there to back.
And lie to our face. That was the red carpet she rode on.
But it was something to run on. She just kept pushing it. Trump is not for women. Trump hates women. Trump is sexist. He's a rapist. He's this, he's that.
I mean, I'm obviously not happy about the Roe v. Wade outcome, but I think Donald Trump thought he was honest in returning it to the states. I think he really believed that people wanted that. But I turn around and I see, like,
he was out of touch.
A reporter would come to him and say, like, hey, Florida has a ban that it stops at 6 weeks. And he was like, I think it needs to be longer than that. I will always agree that it's incest in the mother's health should always be three
big things.
Right.
And I believe the same personally. I am currently against abortion. I just don't like it because in my history, I've dealt with the fallout with it. Don't want to deal with it.
No, there was a time when I've had one myself and I hated myself so deeply after that for so long that I was like, they should just ban it altogether. Exactly. 100%. Nobody gets one.
No, nobody understands.
And then I grew up.
There's something about, and I'm just going to fucking say it. There's something about living through your mistakes and finding out on the other side what type of person you want to be. And especially with a lot of the women that are getting abortions are single women. You know, they don't have that, okay, we're going to figure this out, or like come together moment afterwards where people.
I think you and I are always going to disagree when it comes to the abortion thing. Mm-hmm. I may have felt that it should have been banned entirely at one point.
Yeah.
I no longer feel that way.
I don't think it should be banned entirely. But right after, with the way that I felt, I was just as sick and disgusted that it was an option. Like for so long, at least a couple of years, I was like, this is just, I could have kids right now. I like life. No matter what I'm struggling or going through, this was meant to be. And I completely fucked it off. And we've had this discussion.
Yeah. I think my thing is, like, I'm done having children. I can't do it again. I refuse to do it again.
I got fixed.
You've been snipped, but you know, man plans and God laughs. If I was a lesser woman, you could force me, so to say, to have a child. You can't force me to love that child, and you can't force me to be good to it.
True.
So when you take the option for abortion away from women in total, what kind of life are you leaving those children to begin with?
Like, I understand the birth control and the IVF. Like, that's fucked up. You know what I mean? You want to be on hormones that, you know, fuck your body up and give you horrible acne, mood swings, crazy shit. Go for it. Some of the women that I knew when I was a teenager were on that shit way too young. Like depo shots monthly for years.
I was on that.
12 to 16. No,
I didn't get on depo until I was 18. And when I did, they said, after 2 years, you need to take a break. It's going to mess you up. I was coming up on my 2 years. My doctor switched and they're like, oh no, new studies. You are fine. Continued on it for another 5 years. And when I got a new doctor again, they're like, you should not have been on this at all. Your bone density, all these different side effects, blah, blah, blah.
That's why she's very light. You could just pump her with a little helium and well, that's iron deficiency, babe. That's a different thing. Trump is the boogeyman. And these people think that he's ruining their lives and he hasn't even stepped into office yet.
Right.
So what if Project 2025 is real? What are they going to do? Vote. Petition. Contact your fucking senators. Start the impeachment process. If you think you can gather enough people, but in my opinion, I think it's from 18 to 30, he's got 60% of the male vote and 54% of the women's vote. That's crazy. Like, he struck a chord. It's either we hated Kamala that much or we love the idea of the Avengers coming in and just cleaning up Washington. Because the Secretary of Spending, or was it? No, the Secretary of Cost Efficiency is going to be Elon Musk. And everyone's talking shit about Elon.
Can you keep office as not being a citizen, like a born citizen?
Yeah. Hmm. There's people. It's about security clearance and vetting, et cetera. But he's vetted enough to get military contracts for billions of dollars.
That's true.
So otherwise he would have to unwind, as Rachel Maddow said. Rachel, sit and spin, bitch. Just saying, the most toxic person I've ever seen on one side or another.
Is that the lady with the short hair?
The one that reminds me of the chick Shane from The L Word. Like,
I never watched that show, I can tell you.
But she just got that, like, Just ew, shut the fuck. What's positive about comes out of your mouth that is not seen chewing?
I haven't seen her content myself in a very long time. I forgot about her.
I subject myself to both aisles because I want to see if somebody is spinning the same story differently.
That's why I made my post today on Facebook. Yeah. I'm like, I don't know if it's the news that I get here in Oklahoma versus the news that I was receiving in California. If I've completely forgotten something or just not seen it, like, please educate me if I'm incorrect. Not that it would have made any difference in this election, because this entire state did not have a speck of blue in it.
I saw some when we were voting.
I mean,
there was a couple of elderly ladies with Kamala shirts and everyone was asking them questions.
I looked at the numbers and we had almost 500,000 people in the entire state voted for Kamala, but it was not enough to make any county, city or line blue.
What was the total votes for Oklahoma?
I think he got 1700 or 1.7 million.
Yeah.
And she got just shy of 500,000. So it was like a 70-30.
That's still not good. That's a third. That means one out of three of your neighbors are suffering from Kamala bullshitis. She's got a chance to come back in 4 years.
I mean, I don't think I voted. The first time Trump ran, I would have either been pregnant or just had Khaleesi. I don't think I voted at all. I was voted. Khaleesi?
CJ. No, sorry.
Yeah, CJ I did.
Yeah.
But Khaleesi, I was still young, dumb, coming into my adulthood, couldn't be bothered with politics because, you know, our vote doesn't really count.
Yeah, fancy new
what
job.
Does it matter? Everybody spending sucks. Bread. So I'm sure there's your neighbors like that who just didn't care and was marking a mark. We had a couple of judges on the ballot for Oklahoma. I tried to research them. I tried to look up where their stances were, what they had accomplished. I couldn't find anything other than where they went to school and when they got that elected.
If anybody ever watches this that is ever confused about how to vote, here's how I vote. Any sitting judge should be changed. The fact that judges can sit a lifetime? No. Fucking no. Change them. Vote them out. Right. Any sitting judge, senator.
I saw the results.
Just no re-election. No re-election. No, fucking president should be 4 years. New person. Great.
I saw the I saw the final decision for Oklahoma. Mm-hmm. One of the judges did get the boot. The rest of them were real close. Eight? Four?
I think it was eight.
There was four on the ballot.
Okay, yeah, but there's eight, right? So one out of eight got the boot. Mm-hmm. Four on the ballot. And it'll be another 4 years. What the fuck? That's crazy. They spend and they make more than sitting president.
Your state elections come around more frequently than the presidential. They may show up more recent than 4 years.
Cool. Every year they make more than 100,000.
Right.
The president makes 100,000.
Mm-hmm.
And you're telling me local judges who go, ticket, yes, murder, yes, this.
And our population is so small in the state of Oklahoma in comparison.
I'm just basking in my I'm right moment. And it's not from my wife this time, even though she just admitted I was right 15 seconds ago. The world is on fire. No more. All politics set aside. Now it's only hyper emotional daddy or mommy issue people that hyper-fictionalized a single candidate. Even some of the Trump supporters I know have been like...
Oh, some of them are so dramatic too.
Yeah,
but so dramatic. I got to laugh because the funniest thing I saw was somebody posted, I just went outside and it just smells more affordable. The air just smells more affordable.
Mm-hmm. I used to have great respect for Bette Midler. She was on WWF at one point, smacking the shit out of people. Like, same as Betty White did that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Bette Midler implied she would drink toxic Drano if Donald Trump won election, then deleted her account.
I thought that was funny because earlier you were like, she's still alive? And I'm like, oh, yeah. She voted either way.
But I kept seeing everyone on Facebook, and I'm usually not on Facebook very much, so sorry if I'm not posting or reacting to you on Facebook. But I keep seeing everyone post, even the simplest things, like a guy, Jesse, I know. I'll give you the context of what he posted. I thought this was funny. I could solve world hunger, but I don't have the tools. A customer is asking him if he can do a repair.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, you know, I would have done this if I had the tools currently because I used to do what you do. And that's a big go fuck yourself. But you don't say that to the customer.
Mm-hmm.
I get that every Tuesday, Thursday. Somebody will come and go, hey, And they're usually fucked up. It's like a six pack, 4:30 p.m. getting off their job. I could do that too. But he got it emailed. So it's proper English. And somebody comments on his post and says, I could build my own spaceship, but I don't have the tools. Or Jesse said that underneath. Mm-hmm. And then the guy Jurgen says, Jesse Cruz, but if you had $1 billion, you could buy a company and who makes them? Like how Elon Musk bought Tesla and SpaceX and Twitter, and everyone thinks he's a genius, but in reality, he's just an eccentric, shut the fuck up, forewarning. He's just an eccentric billionaire who has the means to buy cool stuff, nothing more.
How do you get those billions?
You're really underestimating how much of a dick you are, and like a small dick, but
just reminds me. This was many years
ago. He worked so much harder than you sitting on Facebook, mm-hmm. bitching about him. Go do something of equal value. And then you could be like, oh, okay, like, don't talk shit. He didn't do, I'm just going to move some chess pieces. The man spent 100 hours a week for like 6 years working on the fucking Tesla factory floor.
Right.
Slept on the floor in a cot. I know the guy who sold Tesla the name in Sacramento, but he really fought for that one. So I went in there and I thought it was funny because everyone started backing up and saying, well, yeah, he's high functioning autism, technical subjects, crucial thinking, does contribute a lot to his ventures. He's able to understand how divergent, blah, 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 blah. And everyone started jumping on this guy about Elon Musk. Mm-hmm. Nothing to do with anything else until left field came with a pinch hitter, 115 miles an hour. And it goes, and of course, Trump is a perfect example of someone who bankrupted inheritance several times due to his stupidity. You voted for Trump.
See, that guy bankrupted one time, he'd never recover.
And so everyone then goes, okay. Well, he has multi-billions with hundreds of businesses. Yes, some failed. Most didn't. Hence, he's a billionaire right now. And then his most successful endeavor was branding his name to attach to buildings, creating persona for The Apprentice. Not really considered a successful businessman outside of that. That was Jurgen. And again, Donald Trump is the epitome of social media. He was a celebrity like Kim Kardashian for the 70s and 80s and 90s. Mm-hmm. You knew who Donald Trump was, even if you had two pennies and a hole in your shoe.
It was a big deal when he was in Home Alone.
Yeah.
He made that little 10-second...
on the hall, you know, like, it was his hotel. That's right. The whole idea. This man has been famous before famous was a thing.
Before I was alive.
Yeah.
That's well before.
Yeah. It's not like he stopped being famous just right. because he had a hooker and whatever and this and that and Stormy and lawyers and business dealings.
Him and every other man that's.
I'm sorry. Give me $1 billion. And we're talking about like once a year, I'm going on a trip somewhere that has no area codes. So there's no hoes and different area codes and fun stuff. And I could just.
All the hoes, no codes.
Yeah, exactly. You know what I mean? I'll just buy an area code and be like, okay, it's not cheating if just black out for a week. I think it's more about the drugs than the women.
But oh, you get my point. Gosh.
$1 billion. I bet there's something that's like way better and way not and killing.
Me, absolutely not.
No, no, not about you. I'm just like. It's not really cheating if you're doing drugs and then. But I bet there's something that billionaires do out there where it's not really drugs, but it's like some synthetic chemical compound. I'm a drug addict. If you didn't know,
like what was that?
Give me $1 billion and I'll probably be a drug addict.
Shut the fuck up.
What was the what?
I don't know that drug that wasn't a drug. It helped you unlock 100% of your brain. I don't know. Was that Limitless?
Yeah. Limitless. CZ.
Yeah, CZT or something.
NZT48. That was a good time. I'm here to say I'm not for banning books. I'm for banning the ability to have anyone under 16 read about sexually explicit anything, whether it's to children exploring themselves in any way that can confuse a child, because we don't want to put gender ideology or sexual ideology onto our kids.
It's weird to me because I was such a tomboy when I was little. Like I was climbing trees. I was wrestling with the boys, trying to help dad fix the car. And those thoughts never occurred to me. So I just, I wonder what would have happened if those ideas really existed like that back then.
I always fear that one of the things will be that our kids will find something on one of these ads or bullshit, and they'll be like, well, why are these people kissing? Because even our daughter, who's 8, still shields her eyes. Mm-hmm. Like, she's at school. She talks to people. It's never an exploring anything. It's not her. She's not interested. Like,
doesn't care.
You know, I think I'm a boy. She's very boyish. I'm telling mm-hmm. you, she throws a right hand that gets me gasping for air. And I always joke about this, but apparently in front of my wife, it's more like she throws a girly punch. With me,
at karate, she throws like a girl.
It's hilarious.
At home, she'll knock out a full grown man.
Yeah, she 8 years old. Try it. But I don't say, okay, she's a boy.
Right.
I don't see how any right-minded parent that isn't doing it for political or social media gain could say, you know, my child can't talk yet, but they've told me that they're a different gender. No, you have fucking problems. My son has been trying to get the same Fortnite skin. I don't like Snoop Dogg personally. Don't like him. Smokes too much weed. The whole gang thing is a little crazy. But now he's a character in Fortnite. I'm like, you're not buying him. I'd rather buy fucking Eminem. But that's a whole separate thing. Even though I don't like Eminem. But I just really don't like the gang style and the fact that he can crip walk in the game.
Yeah, that's kind of silly. I mean, I get it because that's really all Snoop does, like first stage stuff. But
I don't want to endorse that with game, a four-year-old you know? Playing the fucking game because right. it's E for everyone. So I get that they made it funny, but it's still a real-life thing that have gotten people killed. There are real life stories of a white man trying to crip walk and getting shot in the face.
And then there's people our age and definitely the younger generation that don't even know that Snoop was real life on trial for murder.
On trial once, accused numerous times.
Yeah. I mean, if I was Snoop and I got away with it, I'd be living my best life cooking with Martha Stewart, too. But
he's making hella money. He just gave a tour to, what was it, iShow Speed. That dude.
That guy almost lost to
hundreds of millions.
Niles, something other. iShow Speed just did a 500 meter race with somebody. Almost lost. Almost cost him his name out there in the streets.
He's not even the most, like, I don't give a shit.
It was a big deal, at least in the headline I read. I don't know.
He's a young kid trying to do his thing. He's the one that barks. CJ likes him because he barks so much. And good for you. But I don't want the gang stuff. And that's my choice as a parent.
Right.
Because I'm sending them to a school that is nice enough that I don't have to worry about that.
All the military kids.
Yeah, they are all military kids. And there's a couple of dicks that their parents
need to slap them around. They probably need a military dad.
Yeah, they need a military dad. And I'm not even a military dad, but I will knife hand the shit out of a four-year-old that talks the way that some of these kids talk to my kid. And I'm just, the teacher's like, we'll handle it, we'll talk. And the next day, all of a sudden, my son's like, well, what's this? And then throws up the middle finger and we'll insert, you know.
Yeah, we don't even flip people. I mean, you just did for Rachel, whoever the heck. But if I ever am like jokingly flipping you off even if I mean it, pinky finger.
Exactly. We do this.
You know what?
So all of a sudden he comes home one day and he's like, oh, Eli told me this. Leonardo told me this. And so they got a clique of three kids.
Mm-hmm.
That sit around.
A couple girls too.
They're not in the clique, but they just follow. You know what I mean?
Oh my God.
4 years old. They're reading all these books.
Get out.
You know what I mean? But no, just the three boys are the more friendly ones. They play with mm-hmm. everybody.
His besties.
But bad words are on topic more than you would like. And as a father, I tend to try and get him to say these things without saying it. Because I'm just like, I'm curious. Like, hey, I'll let you say a bad word if you told me what Leonardo told you.
Shit.
You know, like,
I don't know why that's so exciting.
It's so exciting. I remember the first time my dad told me to say the F word. And it was like, you know, like you felt manly.
Yeah.
Because all you want to do is you want
to. I don't remember ever saying a bad word to my parents. I do remember.
As much as your family curses. That's crazy.
I had a different childhood, sir.
I would assume.
I do remember, though. It was like one night I had stayed up late with my mom watching Mad TV.
Oh, yeah.
I was probably like in fourth or fifth grade. And it was like the lesbiana chicks that were always in their skates. And they made a reference saying something about a BJ.
Yeah.
And I asked my mom, I'm like, Mom, what does that mean? And she's like, oh, get out of here. Stop. Don't ask me. Didn't even want to entertain the idea. And I was like, I know what it stands for, but I don't know what it means. She was looks at me and she's like, well, what does it stand for? And I was like, blowjob. And she was like, ah! Blew her hair back. I'm like, I don't know what that is. I'm like fourth grade.
I don't get it either. I don't remember. I think I was in like sixth grade when I found out where babies came from.
Yeah.
And that was my cousin telling me and then being like, hey, you ever seen a porno mag?
Yeah, I remember.
That, I probably wouldn't have learned until I was 15.
I don't know if I knew anything prior to sex ed in sixth grade. My memory's, looking back, it's not great. I do remember, though, the first thing I ever learned in sex ed was the teacher, you know, they separate the boys and the girls. The sex ed teacher dismisses the regular teacher. And she just looks around at the room full of girls and she pulls out a condom and she was like, never let a man tell you he's too big for a condom. And then she sat there and blew it up. And she was like, if he's bigger than this, run. And that was my first conversation about condoms and man stuff.
Man stuff.
I don't know what I can and can't say on the internet. So.
And they make extra larges.
Yeah.
Those are the ones you can dump from a, like you drop it from super high and it can wrap the whole human top head.
Oh my somebody. Gosh.
You ever seen those prank videos where they drop a condom full? Yeah. And it just kind of wraps somebody's entire mouth and head. But it's funny. I am just surprised at how emotional some of these people voting for Kamala got. And it's almost like it's ruined their lives. There are people actively trying to get out of the country on TikTok.
I saw that.
Trans man looks like he got with a woman in the same
trans woman, that means that that person is biologically
a man.
A male. Mm-hmm. And the other, the they, them, is biologically a woman.
Yes. Who's had a daughter, a grown daughter they were talking about flying out with pets that you can't bring to Australia.
Yeah, Australia.
Johnny Depp got really, really thrown in jail for trying to bring in fucking dogs.
I didn't know about Johnny Depp, but yeah, Australia, no animals are in or out. Hard no. No, they don't care.
They ain't risking the ruse, bruh. Crocodile Dundee, that shit. No, just saying. Sure. Like a stingray for, you know, what's his name?
Steve Irwin.
Oh, yeah. They just right to the heart. You're to blame. Sorry. Australia don't fuck around.
Yeah.
And I don't think it would be as hospitable for the queer community from America. You know, it's a different. Australians are hard. They don't take no shit. Mm-hmm. They get what they need to get done and they don't play no fool's game. That right there is like, I don't know what his story is, but it sounds like he met somebody in a later life. They made him feel comfortable. There's a lot of cross-dressing men. And I know it's a different, technically disorder that people like cross-dress compared to being transgender, where you feel like you're in a different body. And then there's onogynecophilia, where it's people like dressing as a woman just to get arousal in private spaces for women, which is a different thing Joe Rogan talked about. So that is just fucking weird. Like you're going to move? For what? Like what is he going to do to the trans community? Like, I understand the whole, like, people fear they're going to take your books. They're going to ban.
Well, that was one of the
women's rights. But when is the trans community going to lose?
So that's one of the points that I looked up when you asked me, you're like, well, where?
Yeah.
So a lot of people are pissed because Trump actually opposed the Equality Act that they were trying to pass when he was in office. But when you look at the verbiage and the language to that law, that's where he was. They were trying to make it so that children as young as 10 mm-hmm. could, without parental knowledge or consent, receive gender affirming medications and surgeries. So when Trump
care. Yeah.
So when Trump was saying Kamala wants your kids to have surgeries at schools, it wasn't literal. He's saying the school-aged kids, they're allowing them to do this without parental consent. Try telling
that to a Kamala supporter. You are racist. You are bigoted. I'm fine with that. I will be a racist bigot who protects his kids. That's all I care about. They will know that. They will appreciate that later on in life. I don't have to have my kids love me throughout the entirety of their life. I didn't love my parents from start to finish. There was a lot of hateful moments, but I love them more now because of it. Like, I look back and I'm like, I deserve that ass whooping. I am so grateful.
I was an angsty teenager. Yeah,
there was a couple of times where I could have been cross-dressing the rest of my life. I really
Dear
could
have. Diary, mood, apathetic. My life is slowly spiraling downward. Mm-hmm.
And it's just one of those things. I was an emo kid.
Nonconforming as can be. You'd be nonconforming too if you was just like me.
Painted my nails and makeup on my face. I wore size 13 female jeans. I went to Target and stole them. Painted black like my soul. It was really just to get girls at first. And then it was just like the hip, cool thing to do because I liked the music. I loved Under Oath, Silverstein, Not Troy, things like that.
Yeah.
And if I didn't get an ass whooping or two, I could have really dived deep. If there was kids nowadays or then like it is nowadays where they, you are just so brave and doing X, Y, and Z and felt so affirmed by all these kids that are at school talking shit that they don't talk shit at home.
Just leave the kids alone, man. Just leave the kids alone.
Yeah, that's all
we want.
Let
them figure it out.
That's my point. But it starts somewhere. It starts with parents. Just be a little harder on your kids. We're fine for it.
Yeah.
Happier for it. I don't have to have my kids love me from 1 to 45.
Every day for the rest of it.
No.
There's going to be bad days, buddy. Bad
Doesn't mean I will ever not reach out a hand. There are certain days I just don't give a shit to be a parent.
Nobody's going to make you cry like your kids will too.
Not yet. But there's times where I just get a headache and you just like.
Oh, well, yeah. We're in the feral four right now. We're getting headaches.
But Donald Trump is our Lord and Savior. He's just going to protect us from all of our own kids because they're going to take our own kids too. They're going to take everyone and they're going to take all your rights and nobody's going to be left. Project 2025. Dear Diary, Mood, Project 2025. I just like the idea that people are scaring the shit out of normal people.
I've got to look at the origin of why it was his all of a sudden because I've been reading that a long time. Before I had kids.
I know. It's been around and it's been this, I don't even know, like super progressive.
It's
bullshit.
Like if all of a sudden they were saying Pizzagate is actually Diddy. Mm-hmm. Oh my God. Pizzagate's.
Don't get me started.
Yeah.
Nobody knows pizza like I know pizza.
You might want to rethink that statement there when in reference to Pizzagate.
I know the whole selling kids, yada, yada.
Yeah.
But it was a joke on me being fat. I remember reading all about it.
Yeah.
Because I was like, what the fuck is Pizzagate? That sounds good. You know, Watergate, Pizzagate.
Right. I was like, is this a freaking under the street tunnel in New York to wonderful pizza?
Yeah, or
no.
Dollar slice, you know? Like,
no.
Give me some dollar slice.
Maybe it's an underground tunnel to Diddy's place. Who knows?
From New York all the way to Florida?
Who knows?
And Tesla could have built the tunnel. The Boring Company.
That's what happened to that freaking bullet train nobody got.
Shh. Silence. Project 2025 is in effect. Have you or a loved one been affected by Project 2025? Have you or a loved one been in fear of your life since Donald J. Trump has been elected to office? Well, call 1-800-DON'T-GIVE-A-FUCK and sit there on hold for 45 minutes. Get over it. Build a bridge. Life is still going to continue and we'll still be here next week. We appreciate you. Say like and subscribe when I do that.
Like and subscribe.
Hold on. We'll redo it.
Like and subscribe.